sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Kerry, good to see you again. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Cold, yeah. But good.
Yeah, you know, 'tis the season. Kind of, I guess. Hey, you know what? I would be remiss if I did not say happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you too, Dave.
This is weird. I didn't realize. This month, it's 9 years that we've been doing this program.
9 years of The Mortgage Show.
You know, we've been working together longer than I've been married.
That's incredible.
It's been
You're
quite
my
the progression.
Longest relationship, Dave.
But you know, it's been an amazing progression. I think back to when we started 9 years ago, and I think of all the different things we've talked about, all the different examples, all the changes in regulations and laws and rates, and it's been fascinating for me just to kind of sit and kind of soak up the knowledge that you have and learn a little bit, and I'm saying a little bit, about your industry. It's phenomenal.
It's really not about me, Dave. It's about my clients. It's about you and your mortgage and your home and the things that we work so hard for. And it's coming back to your kitchen table, to your car radio, and sharing my knowledge so that you can make an empowered decision on your mortgage. I think of, you know, the impact that this has had, you know, over the last 9 years on first-time home buyers, on people that were sitting on debt, running hamster wheels of far too much interest, people that didn't know that they could even qualify to purchase their own home, that heard about me from their coworker that listens, or their walking buddy, or their grandma, or their grandpa, or dad. I hear this story, dad that drives the grain, you know, the tractor or the grader, or your brother that goes out and feeds the cows. I just had one of those. Oh, makes my hair stand up, Dave. I just had one of those, a young lady from the southern part of the province, and she had been to her bank, and it seemed like she got nothing but the runaround from her bank. And her brother is a cattle farmer, a rancher. And I asked her after we were done, I said, how did you hear about me? And she goes, this is going to sound funny, but when my brother goes out to feed the cows, he hears you on the radio. And he said, you should really give her a call. And she said, you were everything that I would ever imagined, plus everything I didn't imagine that I even knew was possible, and this was seamless. So that's what we've been doing. We've been keeping the money in the pockets of the Saskatchewan people, but not only that, we've been empowering them with home ownership for years.
And it's, you know, and I look at the difference. I think back now, because go 9 years, you know, someone who had a, you know, a young family, kids in their, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, guess what? With the money you've been able to save them on their mortgage, they can pay for university now.
Absolutely. I want to just tell you this one story. I just did a renewal this week. Their bank was a 5-year customer that was actually not my customer 5 years ago, was not my client. Their bank offered them, and it was a quote-unquote discounted rate. It was an actual discounted type of a lender. Offered them 3.84% on their 5-year renewal. I was able to get them 3.04%. Dave, per year, they're going to save $2,025 of interest for 5 years. That's over $10,000 on their mortgage renewal.
How much is a phone call to you worth, huh?
Yeah, it's simple. And, you know, people are saying, you meet me, Kerry, on my terms. You're able to speak to me on my terms. I'm surprised, you know, of a number of things people always say. I'm surprised that you have a mortgage, too. Hey, I put my pants on one leg at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that, you know, I'm the one that answers the phone when somebody calls. Absolutely. You deal with me on your mortgage start to finish. That's from our first pre-approval appointment to possession of your very first home, or from our first time that we talk about your mortgage renewal till the time that you save the money on the renewal rate, through and through. It's a wonderful experience, and it makes me think of just this week, I sat down with a first-time home buyer, and they were, I don't even know how old they were, but I would say they're around my little brother's age. My little brother will be 29 this year. And they were first-time home buyers, young professionals, had saved a substantial amount of money to buy their first home. And we sat down, and they had a whole array of questions for me. And they heard about me through their financial planner. They had been to their bank. Their financial planner had said, you know what, I think you should get a second opinion on this. And if I could recommend anybody in the world, go see Carrie. So we met just this past week, and they had a really interesting question. I want to address this because I haven't really been asked it in these terms by anybody before. And they said, what makes you qualified to handle our mortgage?
What a great question.
Isn't it? Do we have time this segment to talk about that?
We've got, yeah, we've still got a few minutes here, and, okay. And we'll continue after that if we need be.
Yeah, that was such a great question. And actually, I felt like I was almost feeling blushy. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like my skin got hot and I couldn't see myself, but I was thinking, I don't want to brag, but I'm qualified for this job. And so I explained to them what I've been doing over the past 12 years as a broker, and maybe what sets me apart from your banker or whoever that you're looking for a mortgage from. And I went back to say I worked for CIBC for 9 years before I brokered. In 2006, I started brokering, and I joined TMG, which is a franchise, in 2012. Since 2012 to 2018, I've been able to rank in the top 5% of all brokers in Canada with my numbers from TMG. And they said, well, what does that mean? And I said, well, they take, you know, stack everybody up on the top 5% of people receive this award. And then they went on to ask, well, how is that determined? Is it determined on sheer volume? Like they had the questions. Mm-hmm. Is it determined on sheer volume? Is it determined on the number of transactions? And it's determined on both. We also live in Saskatchewan. So me doing a $250,000 mortgage doesn't necessarily compare to Vancouver, where you might do a $2 million mortgage. Mm-hmm. So on sheer transactions alone, I've been able to rank top 5% in Canada over the last 6 years. That doesn't come by doing a mortgage or two a month. That comes by setting up hundreds and hundreds of mortgages over the years and advising people. And then I went on to say, you know, when I mortgage a house myself, I sweat bullets. So I know what it feels like on the other side of the fence. And at the end of the day, this is your house, not mine. I want to give you all the power that you can to make the best decision possible for the largest investment of your life.
Mm. That's just a great question.
It is. I loved it.
And it's one of those things that I don't think a lot of people would think to even ask that.
No.
You know, but it's something they should be asking. And then they might want to turn it around and ask the same question to their bank when they go in and see them.
Yeah. And I said, well, the banker that you've been to see, were they a mortgage specialist? Were they like, what did they, and they had the card and they looked and they said, financial representative. And I said, well, okay, well, a financial representative would do mortgages, perhaps amongst, you know, bank accounts and RSPs and kind of like a bunch of different things. I would wonder, do they have the decision-making power to give you the best rate? Do they have all the no's and the ins and outs so that they're setting you up with the best possible mortgage that you can get? And I would beg to differ that a Carrie Cardinal mortgage is going to do that for you and a whole lot more.
Mm. Carrie, we are going to continue the conversation. Great question. What makes you qualified? That's one of those ones that kind of makes you sit back in the chair and go, okay, well, this, and this.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, if you want to get some more information, you want to get started, if you want a Carrie Cardinal mortgage, go to the website, carriecardinal.com. That's carriecardinal.com. Quick break. We're back with more of The Mortgage Show after this.